Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone, Allison Bono, who is the Regional Marketing and Communications Director for the Mid-Michigan Chapter of the American Red Cross. Good evening, Allison. How are you?
Hi, we're just fine here.
Very good. I wanted to get in touch with you. I saw an article that some members of our community in the Mid-Michigan area had headed to North Carolina this week to help folks after the tornado destruction. Wanted to get some more information on that.
Sure. There are two of our AmeriCorps members. AmeriCorps is assigned to our chapter, and we have five AmeriCorps members right now. This is they've been trained in disaster services, and they've responded to a few local house fires already. So this is their first year in disaster services, and this will be their first major deployment. So Ezra and Chelsea were excited and worried and ready to go.
And all that comes with that, right?
Right, right.
And how these folks have been were trained here locally for this kind of work?
Yes, trained here locally. You can go to our website, midmichiganredcross.org, and go to Get Trained, and it will show you the steps you have to go through. There's like six different classes you have to take, and you have to follow somebody at a house fire and have on-the-job training, and then you're ready to go.
And how long is there kind of an end date, or is it as long as they're needed, or how does that work?
We usually say 3 weeks. We also have mental health workers that are, you know, counselors and psychologists, and they usually stay out for 2 weeks. But usually after 3 weeks, they're ready to get fresh people in, and because you don't get a lot of sleep. You don't get a lot of time to relax.
That's kind of the cycle that is the norm for this kind of work.
Right, right.
Will the Mid-Michigan area be sending more people down when they come back, or we'll wait to see?
Yeah. It's all handled nationally, and they'll wait to see how much cleanup there is to do and how long people need to be there. And they try and strategize to get people that are the closest to the affected areas, and so we'll wait and see. But we do have people ready to go if that should happen.
Are folks, and we talked on this in a conversation before, but are folks kind of on the ready to go for when you're trained in disaster services? Or are you kind of at the ready?
Always at the ready. And, of course, we have, and lately we've had more than one house fire a week. And so we have people that are, you know, awakened during the middle of the night, and they rush to the scene. And, yes, so we're ready 24/7. And then we also have people that have specialties. Like some people have been taking even further training, and they're specializing in logistics, how to get this from point A to point B. Some people that specialize just in human services, getting the right people to the right places. And so it's an ongoing training, and people get more training as they go along, and are even more valuable to the Red Cross. And they're all volunteers.
Well, and I was going to ask about that. That's an important point to make, that these people that leave for 3 weeks, they're volunteering to do this.
Yes. And, of course, the Red Cross pays to get them where they need to be and for their housing. But in some cases, that housing is right in the shelter with the people that they're helping. So it takes a lot of money to move people, and it also takes a lot of training.
Well, it sure does. Do the folks who went down, like Chelsea and Ezra, do they take any items with them other than their rescue equipment? I mean, do they take bulk items with them to help folks?
Well, no, they don't, because that's all handled by logistics. But we do want them to be prepared so that when they go down there, they're not part of the problem. You know, we tell them they have to take a flashlight, and they have a whole kit they have to put together so they can take care of themselves and be able to help other people.
One of the questions that came to mind was, you know, are these folks working? Do their employers are aware of their positions with the Red Cross and that they may be leaving for a period of time?
Yes, they have to get permission from their employer, and some of our volunteers are retired, you know, and in the case of Chelsea and Ezra, they're with AmeriCorps, and that's part of their training with AmeriCorps. They're able to go.
What do people do if they want to get in on something like this, get the training and be at the ready to go to disasters?
Well, we would be grateful if they would go to our website, midmichiganredcross.org, and right there on the there's a little red button that says Get Trained and sign up for the training. So it takes about a good 6 weeks to get through all the steps and until you're ready to go. And I know when Katrina hit, people were just coming in by the droves, wanted to go now. But you need the training first.
And that happens right here?
Right here in Lansing. And usually the classes are offered on Saturdays or in the evenings. We try to make it easy.
And you say it takes 6 weeks of training. It also takes some money, and so you're always looking for donations, I assume.
Well, that's what we say. It costs about $100 to train each volunteer. They don't have to pay a cent of it. The Red Cross pays it. So there's also another button up there right above the Get Trained that says Donate Now. And now more than ever, we're fighting wildfires and trying to clean up. Cleanup is so expensive for these tornadoes. So we've been busy. And then, of course, there's Japan. And so it's been a very busy year for the Red Cross, and we need money to we operate just on the generosity of the American public. So.
Well,
now's a good time to give.
Well, if you ever thought about it, now is a good time. The one other thing I wanted to ask you about, we hear in summer driving season, the need for blood is at an increased level. How can people help in that way?
Well, if you can keep that in mind, that in the summertime, a lot of our donations come from the students at MSU. They love to have blood drives and help the Red Cross, but when they go home for the summer, that good population is gone. So if people think about giving, summer is a great time. Of course, even now we're kind of low on the blood because with the weather we've had blood drives canceled. All through the winter we were having them canceled for snow days. So anytime's a good time to give, especially if you have a rare blood type.
Now, if you can't get in or don't know when the next blood drive is, can you just get a hold of the Red Cross and give?
You can go to redcross.org and put in your zip code, and it'll give you a list of the blood drives that are close by.
Very good. Well, I thank you for your time, Allison, and helping us out to understand and the process of all this, and we'll keep in touch and check on these volunteers.
And we would love to have more volunteers. It takes a lot of people when times are like this.
Well, it sure does. Thank you so much for the information.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Allison Bono, who is the Regional Marketing and Communications Director for the Mid-Michigan Chapter of the American Red Cross. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS right after this.